Some people say you drink it black. Some people you say you just drink it straight.
Do you ever hear people say drinking coffee barefooted?
No.
And you'd tell a child, now you can eat what's put before you, or you can do. You can eat that, or you can just do.
You can leave it alone.
Okay. What's the opposite of with?
The opposite of with? Uh-huh. Without.
And talking about distance, you'd say, well, I don't know exactly how far away it is, but it's just a
good distance.
Okay. Or he lives just a little, what, down the road, just a little?
A little ways.
Okay. Did you ever say a little piece?
Yeah. Just say a little piece down the road.
Okay. And if you had been traveling and still had a couple of hundred miles to go, you say you still had a
long way.
And something was very common and you didn't have to look for it in a special place. You'd say, oh, you can find that just about
anywhere.
And if someone slipped and fell this way, you fell over
backward.
And this way.
Frontwards.
Or another way of saying that. Backwards and
frontwards.
And say if you had been fishing and I asked you, did you catch any? You might say, no. What a worm.
No what?
If I asked you, did you catch any fish, you might say, no. What a worm.
No, I caught one.
But did you ever say, nary a one?
No.
Did you ever hear that?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
How
I don't
you,
say it.
How would you hear that?
Just like you used it, or, you know, I've heard of people say nary a one.
How does that sound to you?
Funny.
And when you're plowing,
sounds old fashioned.
Mm-hmm. When you're plowing the trenches that the plow cuts, you call those the
rows. I mean,
what about the
furrows? The furrows.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Do you ever hear a special name for the horse that walks in the furrow?
Special name for the horse? Mule.
Okay. Two of those hitched together, you'd call that a
team.
And before you can hitch a horse to a buggy or a wagon, what do you say you have to do to him?
You have to do to the horse? Before you can hitch him.
Well, what do you call everything you put on him? That's the
saddle?
Or with a wagon, though. You wouldn't saddle him, you.
The bridle?
And the
See, I'm a country girl.
Did you ever say you have to gear him up or harness him? Or
harness, yeah. Put the harness on him.
Okay. And when you're driving him, you hold the
reins.
And when you're riding on him, you hold the
reins.
And your feet are in the, your feet.
Huh?
When
in the stirrups.
Okay. And if you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you'd say you did what to it?
Cleared it.
And wheat is tied up into
a bundle.
Okay. And then they're piled up into a,
I don't know.
Talk about how much wheat you raise to an acre. You might say we raised 40.
How much wheat you raise to an acre?
Yeah, 40 what of wheat?
40 acres?
Or what's a quantity that you know these baskets that would be about this round?
Bushel baskets? 40 bushels?
And what do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Oats. Is that thrash?
Okay, so you say that oats, what, thrashed oats?
Huh?
Would you say oats is thrashed, or oats are thrashed, or?
Oats are thrashed, I would say.
Okay, and there's something that we had to do today, just the two of us. You could say we'll have to do it, or you could say, if you don't use the word we, you could say.
I have to do it?
Talking about us.
Talking about both of us?
Uh-huh. Did you ever say me and you or you and I or
family? Yeah. you and I.
Okay. And if you're talking about your husband and yourself having to do something, you'd say?
My husband and I.
Or he and I or me and him or what would you?
Well, I would say my husband and I or me and my husband.
Okay. And if you knock at the door and somebody asks who's there and you know that they'll recognize your voice, you might answer it.
It's me.
And if I asked you, was that John at the door, you'd say, yeah, it was.
It was John.